What's your excitement level at to get things going this year?
I think it's really high. Obviously, anytime you know, if you ask any player, I think in the league at the start of the season, there's 30 teams who all think that they can win, and you know, we're one of them right now. I think for us, it was pretty exciting to get back into contention there last year and go on a little bit of a run, but still, we were disappointed that we didn't finish the job. You know, we felt as a team we played really well and let it slip at the end. So, you know, now's the time to let that go and start another chapter. And I think with the team that we've got, we made a few tweaks here and there, and we're pretty confident.
Mark Giordano's with us of the Calgary Flames. How do you look at the coming season for yourself? Do you see it as another year to potentially take another large step individually?
Yeah, you know, obviously the team signed me to an extension, and they're expecting, you know, big things. That's a long-term deal that I signed and all that sort of stuff. And then, you know, the way it looks like Jay's giving everyone an equal opportunity, and it's going to be back to the, you know, the competition and training camp. I know we have a lot of guys fighting for just, you know, spots in the team, but as well, I look at it as, for myself, I'm going in and trying to fight for, you know, that position to be the guy to play against the other team's top line. I feel like, you know, I can do that, and there's a bunch of other guys on our back end that can do that as well, and we have to find the right mix. But I look forward to getting better every year, and I feel like I can definitely improve in my play against other teams' top line. So hopefully, you know, after training camp, I get that opportunity.
How much do you embrace going out and being in a top-pairing role, being against the best of the best every single night?
Yeah, you know what? That's a huge challenge, and it's a huge challenge for any player. For me, it's an exciting thing. I want to be in those situations. I mean, there's nothing better than being you know, on a winning team and playing in those roles and being a difference maker. So there's no better feeling, and there's nothing players would rather have than playing those roles. So I'm excited. Hopefully, you know, I can show the coaching staff and show everyone that I can play in those roles and carry on.
It's not like you haven't played in those roles at times before, but never maybe over a 20-30 game span. How confident are you in that part of your game?
Yeah, you know what? It's just, I think that's part of getting better and you know, getting more experience. And you know, we've got guys like Sarucci, and now with Hannon and Bo, who've played those big minutes and have played against those top lines throughout their careers. And you know, being with those guys and being around those guys helps, and playing with them a little bit helps, and all that sort of stuff. But you have to get better in this league, and you have to learn how to play well against the top lines, because those are the guys who get all the minutes. So if you want the minutes, I think as a defenseman, you have to be able to play against those top lines, especially in your own end.
To a man, everybody who has talked about the second half of the year last year, primarily January and February, when things were going so right for the team and the team was winning as many games as you were, that's more like the way your team is supposed to play. That seems to be what the general feeling is. So how do you make sure that play, even if the results aren't at a 750, 800 winning percentage, how do you make sure that type of play is there right from the very get-go this season?
Yeah, I think we have to do a better job as a team early on in the season, not getting away from anything because something doesn't go right or we have a stretch of a couple bad games. I think that's where in the past we've let it slip a bit. We've gotten away from of things that, you know, what we're doing right, what makes us successful. So we can't get away from our game. I think we have to believe that we're a pretty good team when we're playing that way, and not let anything slip because we have a bad night. And I think last year and the year before, there are stretches where you don't get those stretches back when you lose a bunch in a row, and we can't let that happen this year. We just we just have to get out of that mindset of saying, and you know, and it's hard to, but saying, oh, we have to come out flying out of the gate, or we have to win this many games. I think over the course of an 80-game season, if we play that way, we're gonna get points and we're gonna get wins and we're gonna be where we want to be at the end of the day.